I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Saturday is proudly brought to you by SRE.com. This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three! Cougar Sports winning!
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans. For Cougar fans. It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte.
On your legacy home of BYU Sports. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Hour number two rolls on here on Cougar Sports Saturday. KSL News Time, 1:36 p.m. It's been a good year for teams that wear blue against their rival that have a long losing streak. Michigan just took down Ohio State the same year that, you know, BYU ends their long losing streak against Utah. Washington State ended their long losing streak against Washington. A lot of rivalry streaks are ending in college football, and it seems like it's been a long time since we've had a in our favorite segment of the show, a top five. And I think Matt Biamonte, that you're on a winning streak, so I'm trying to end that losing streak for me here in the top five.
The Cougar Sports Saturday Top 5. Mitch and Matt clash in a weekly battle of BYU sports knowledge. The Cougar Sports Saturday Top 5.
Yeah, it's the Top 5, and it's always brought to you by Economic Partners, Utah's premier business evaluation and strategic consulting firm. Need a business evaluation? Contact econpartners.com. They're ran by diehard Cougar fans, BYU MBAs. It's econpartners.com. We'll bring on the maestro of the Top 5, our producer, Dallin Graff. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving, Dallin. What do we got on deck for this week's Top 5?
Yeah, you know, good to be back with the Top 5. And I think you're right. Matt has been on a bit of a win streak here over the last few Top 5 segments. So we'll see if an upset is in store today for Mitch. But we're going to talk about BYU basketball. Let's keep it in the BYU hoops realm, because the Cougars, the men's team, is off to a 5-0 start. It's the 11th time in BYU's history they've gotten off to a 5-0 start. There's only five times in BYU's history. My research dating back, you know, I didn't go all the way back. There's a lot of seasons there, but very far back, it's only five times that BYU has started a season 6-0 on the hardwood. So today, that is the top five. The five times that BYU basketball has started their season with a 6-0 start. So we're going to start with Matt this week. Chance to continue your win streak, and you get the first guess. You just got to give me the year of that year, you know, that team. So, for example, the 2021-2022 season, if that makes sense. So, Matt, we'll let you go first here with your first guess.
Wow, this is going to be a hard. I'm going to go. This is a hard top five. I'm going to go with. Let's start with 1993.
It's a good guess.
So let's see here. I'm going to say 2010, 2011, Jimmer senior year.
Yes, Mitch gets an easy one out of the way here. The Cougars that season started off 10-0, not losing until December 18th against UCLA.
Gotcha.
Neutral site game, that one. But yeah, 10-0 that season for that Jimmer-led squad. Obviously, this is the Sweet 16 team. This is the National Player of the Year season for Jimmer. Obviously, a fantastic season, one of the best for BYU hoops, but also a season that started off very hot for the Cougars.
And I forget that they started 10-0. I remember the UCLA loss because that was like an opportunity to really build on the resume. I thought that was sooner. It wasn't 10-0. That was an awesome year, and hey, maybe this year is shaping up to be a year like that one.
All right, Matt, you've got the guess here. Where
I think
you
it's
go?
Mitch, actually, because I went first. Okay. I missed. It's Mitch. Yeah, it's Mitch's turn.
All right, back to back. Yes. Mitch, what do you got?
I'm going to go with 1987.
Wow. Mitch.
Mitch is rolling.
Doing well so far. 1987, 1988, the Cougars started the season 17-0, finally losing a game on February 6th at Alabama Birmingham. 17-0 that season. That was a team that ended up going to the second round of the NCAA tournament. They were a 4 seed, won their first round matchup before losing to Louisville in the second round. But 26-6 on that season, and again another one where, I mean, you get off to a 17-0 start. That is a special team for BYU. They were ranked as high as number 3 in the AP poll that season. So again, another team that you might not think about, but man, what a start! 17-0, that is incredible.
Yeah, I always remember that one because it's the year I was born, so it's easy to remember that. But yeah, it's just 17-0, not very common that happens. And yeah, they had a chance to be number one in the polls had they just taken care of business against UAB. I've talked with Jeff Chapman in the past about that group and Michael Smith and those guys, and they're like, we had that chance to get to number one, but missed opportunity there. And they kind of teetered out a little bit. They didn't get as far as maybe they should have with that talented a roster that year in 87-88. But yeah, heck of a start though, going 17-0.
All right, Matt, what's your next guess?
I'm gonna try a Danny Ainge team, 1981.
It's a good place. It's a good place to guess. You usually can't go wrong with the Danny Ainge guess here.
Wow,
we're talking about BYU hoops, but yes, no. Did not get quite the hot start, that team.
I'm going to take a guess here. This is tough because BYU's always had a hiccup or two that, in the first handful of games. I'll go 1975.
I like that. I like that. I'm going to give a couple of hints here. We've got one game or one season left in the Dave Rose era of BYU basketball, so keep that in mind. We also have one left from the Roger Reed era of BYU basketball. And then we've got one from the Stan Watts era, a throwback there. If you guys get that final one, you might get extra points. But those are like, one from the Roger Reed era, one from the Dave Rose era. Let's go back to Matt with a guess.
Let's try 2015 was a good year. Let's try 2015. Woof.
The hint with Dave Rose, I think, helps. 2007-2008 season.
No, 2007-2008, they started off 5-0, but did not get to 6-0, lost that sixth game. So just missed out.
I remember that. They lost to Boise State, I remember. They were nationally ranked, and the team was too consumed by playing Wii. I remember that now. Oh, gosh. I'm having flashbacks. They blamed it on playing too much Wii Sports.
Well,
that's
that really
a fact.
Dates that
hey,
team
I don't blame them. That consumed the everybody when Wii Sports came out. That was revolutionary.
That was big time.
They played too much Wii Sports. Anyway, I digress.
Price is Right, 2008-2009.
There we go. Okay, Matt on the board. 2008-2009. The Cougars started off 10-0 that season, losing their first game of the season December 20th against Arizona State. That was a neutral site game.
That was a win.
Number 20
that
team in the country.
Win. Don't you think, Mitch? That should have been a win. That was against James Harden, wasn't it?
Yeah, James Harden, Pendergraf, and Charles Obuo had that bucket. Looked like it was good. And
it was good.
It off.
It was good.
Yeah.
Controversy aside, still a 10-0 start. And Matt, you get on the board here, so well done. Mitch, we go back to you. Chance to win it all here if you can get one of our final two guesses.
Let's go with 1991.
Wow. Mitch, the encyclopedia.
There you go.
Getting it done. Roger Reed-led team, 7-0 start that season. They lost their first game on a neutral site against number 11 Michigan December 28th, just a three-point loss there. But they started off 7-0. In fact, all of these teams that we've talked about, all of those were NCAA tournament teams for BYU. You get off to a hot start, usually that leads to some success. That 91-92 season, BYU is a 10 seed in the NCAA tournament, losing to LSU in the first round. So we have one left. Mitch has secured the victory, but want to give you a chance to throw out some guesses. As I mentioned, we're talking the Stan Watts era of BYU basketball. So we're talking way back. Any thoughts here? You want to throw out any dates?
Yes, 1951.
1949.
Let's say 1966.
It is in the 50s, I'll give you that.
1954.
What is it, Dallin?
It is the 1955-1956 season. They started off 6-0. Get this, what a schedule. They played UCLA in back-to-back games, Friday-Saturday games against UCLA, Friday-Saturday games against Oregon, Friday-Saturday games against Colorado, and they were 6-0 to start that season against just three opponents. They lost their next game at number 2 North Carolina State on December 21st that season. So that was their first loss. But, yeah, scheduling a little more difficult back then. You didn't have as many options. So those back-to-backs, they're a pretty interesting start.
Yeah, that's good insight there. Now, that's good stuff, Dallin. It's fitting that I end the losing streak, and the pick I had 1991. They lost to Michigan, who just got a win in their losing streak. It all works in a mysterious way.
Full circle.
BYU, the Fab Five vibe I got here on the top five win here on Cougar Sports Saturday. Good stuff. BYU basketball is a good team, and I think that they got a chance. They win tonight against Utah. I think they go on a little bit of a run. They got some tough in-state games, UVU next week, but they should win that one.
Hold on a second.
Utah State coming up.
Tough in-state games? I don't know if there are any tough in-state games this year.
There's plenty of tough in-state games, Matt. Utah, Utah Valley, Utah State, they're all pretty good teams.
They are pretty good teams.
Weber State's undefeated.
BYU's in a different class. Look, UVU's on the road, and UVU, they've got a nice center in IMAC. He's going to be a challenge. He's good on the glass, but BYU will win that game. Utah State's at home. New coach, a bunch of guys are playing in this game because they left Utah State to follow Craig Smith to Utah, so that's a W. And what was the other one you mentioned, Weber State?
Yeah, they're undefeated.
No, BYU is going to win that game. Look, BYU,
it's on the road at the D Event Center. You go on the road in college basketball, anything can happen.
Maybe. Look, I just
hey, this Mark Pope would tell you. He's like, this is terrifying. This is so challenging, guys. I'm going to get fired. I'm going to get fired from this. So,
no, I don't see a scenario in which Mark Pope would ever get fired. Look. There are some
That's
nice
true.
Teams. I don't want to disrespect these other teams. I'm just saying I think BYU is going to end up near top 50, top 10. I'll say by the end of the year, they're going to be a top 10 basketball team. They're only going to have three losses at the end of the year, a couple Gonzaga and maybe one Whoa. To St. Mary's. This team is that good. So
you're saying they're going undefeated in non-conference play?
I'm saying they're going undefeated in non-conference play, yeah.
Dang.
I'm saying okay. that right here, right now. Make a note. I said it on November 27th, 2021, undefeated non-conference play. You heard it here first, Cougar Sports Saturday.
I like it, Matt. I like the confidence there. I think that'd be great for BYU if they could do it.
All right. Congrats, Mitch, on breaking the streak. Congrats to Michigan fans everywhere. My mom's side of the family is probably agonizing an Ohio State loss. Big Buckeye fans. Look, I was secretly rooting for Michigan. But, you know, I'll never tell them that. So we'll take the break here. Cougar Sports Saturday. Back to football on the other side. Jackson Dart, quarterback for USC, once recruited and offered by BYU. We'll get his thoughts on a matchup where he leads the Trojans against BYU. Back after this.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.